For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Not long after our national pandemic nightmare started back in March, we all in Connecticut media reported about the state setting aside $20 million to help struggling renters stay in their homes. Well, according to an article today in the Connecticut Mirror, only two, that's right, two families so far have seen any of that money. Reporter Jacqueline Rabe Thomas penned that article, if I can use that anachronistic term, penned. She joins me now. Tell us, Jacqueline, have you been following this from the moment that the state made the announcement?
Yeah, so I cover housing issues, so I have been following, you know, eviction moratoriums that have been put in place to try and prevent people from being kicked out of their homes amid a public health crisis, with the idea of having the eviction moratorium in place is to make sure that people aren't moving from place to place and spreading the virus, essentially, or becoming homeless and entering homeless shelters. And so as I've been covering that, there's been built up pressure about what the federal government and state government both are going to do to help prevent sort of a looming housing crisis that follows, you know, a high unemployment rate of a lot of people not being able to make rent. And so, you know, data shows that about 100,000 people in Connecticut so far have missed their rent or are behind on rent presently. And so the state did set up an emergency fund for people to get some rent relief. They did that from the Federal CARES Act money. They set aside $20 million. The problem is that there was a lot of burdensome requirements to get access to that rent relief.
Give us an idea of some of the burdensome requirements.
Sure. So things like having a landlord provide your rent history and sign a statement saying that the rent relief will bring someone up to what they owe presently. And so a lot of rental offices are closed, or it's hard to get in touch with someone in the rental office. Now you might say, you know, a landlord is really eager to get any money for a tenant who is behind on rent. But that advocates will tell you, or it's easier just to sort of pressure people out of their apartment and get someone who will be paying rent, their full rent going forward, to sort of mitigate their losses versus sort of drag out the process of having someone who's not paying in their property.
How shocked were you by the result that you found?
The Lamont administration had been telling this state panel that, you know, by the end of this week, this many people will have received rent. And, you know, come the next meeting, it was still the same number. So the number that we had been hearing was 11.
How long have they been saying that?
So during the September 18th meeting, they said 11 people by the end of that week. And so it's been a while where they've been saying, you know, people are in queue, it's going to get there. But they haven't been making it all the way through the queue. They, you know, two families have actually received that rental relief. 7,400 people met the requirements to qualify for the program, and now they just need to be connected with the housing counselor who can gather all of that paperwork that's required to get across the finish line. But they're not getting across the finish line, which is clear. You know, this program has been open for quite some time. The 7,400 applicants, I should say, that's not a true reflection of how many people actually would qualify. The program was only open for 6 weeks. And during the first couple weeks of the program, the phone lines were busy. They couldn't get through. So there was a lot of suppressed demand in there. And they actually shut off accepting new applications 3 weeks ago and have been really silent on whether or not they're going to reopen it, or when they're going to reopen it, rather. And so it's been sort of this, we're going to take care of the backlog, but the problem is they're not continuing to pump more money into it or staff to clear the backlog.
I read in your article that 30,000 people applied. Now, are you saying that that's just the 30,000 that could get through and apply in this window, and that from your estimation there would have been many more?
Yeah, so the first couple weeks of the program being open, people just couldn't get through. They did set up an online application period, so that did help out immensely with people being able to get through. So, you know, the pandemic's been going on for 6 months. People, you know, our unemployment rate reached 10.2% last month, and you know, there was a 3 week window where people were able to sort of get through without it being sort of encumbered process. So, you know, just how many people actually would have qualified had this program been up and running full steam is to be determined. Again, the U.S. Census Bureau, they report that about 100,000 people in Connecticut are behind on their rent.
What has been the response to your article at the Capitol? Do you get the impression that the onerous application process is potentially going to be streamlined? Do you get the impression that this has spurred any action?
So a group of state senators, they wrote the governor's office last Friday to ask what's going on. There's a backlog. We're concerned about a backlog, and that there's not enough money to provide services to all those who are struggling to make rent during the pandemic. They have not heard back. That as of yesterday, they had not heard back from the governor's office. A spokesman for the governor's office did tell me that they're working to, before they reopen the program again, they're working to streamline it, make it faster, make it more user-friendly so that there isn't such a backlog. But it's to be determined when that's going to happen.
What's the biggest reason you think this has happened?
I think, you know, primarily it's that each housing counselor that people are being referred to is being asked to do an immense amount of work. You know, they're having to negotiate with landlords or having to send the clients back to negotiate with landlords to say, like, hey, is this going to clear your backlog of debt? Or the rent that you haven't paid yet. Will you sign something in that regard to say that this brings you current and to all arrearages? So, you know, that's a huge burden on, you know, versus someone sort of attesting to what they're saying is accurate. You know, you have people like State Senator Saad Anwar, who is the co-chairman of the Housing Committee in the legislature, and he has concerns about why is there so much red tape to get across the finish line. He doesn't quite understand why there's all sort of this expectation of, you know, all this paperwork that needs to be filled out for, you know, the little threat in his mind of some people maybe getting assistance that maybe shouldn't be, and as well as so that the program doesn't spend over the $20 million allocated. And, you know, he said to me, you know, we should be taking care of the vulnerable first, and I'm not seeing that right now from this administration. He's concerned that there's way too many barriers in place to actually getting help in the hands of those who need it right now.
But where do you see this going next?
I mean, I'll be curious in keeping an eye on the federal government. When they gave the state this money, they required us to expend it all by December 31st. So if the state doesn't, at this rate, they're not going to be clearing that backlog by then. So I'll be curious if we're going to be having to give back money to the federal government because we couldn't get rental assistance out the door. There's also eviction protections that are expiring in 2 weeks. And, you know, there's been no indication that the governor doesn't intend to extend that. The CDC also put some eviction protections in place. So I'd be curious. I mean, I would be amiss to not mention that people legally are not allowed to be evicted from their homes right now. And with some circumstances, you know, if there's an immediate threat or to the property or people who live in a vicinity or if people had arrearages prior to the pandemic. But, you know, there are people who are starting to get evicted. And so what happens to them? Where are they going? I'd be curious to know if the coronavirus is being spread by people who are losing their homes.
Well, that's another conversation all into itself. So this eviction moratorium is in name only. Is that what you're finding?
No. So the eviction moratorium, there's different eviction moratoriums. There's the governor's eviction moratorium that protects people who are behind on rent anywhere from February 29th on, so during the pandemic. But with the exception that if someone is a nuisance to a property, they're dealing drugs, there's prostitution, anything like that out of their property, they can still be evicted from their home for those reasons, but not because you can't pay rent. That's not a reason you can be evicted under the governor's order. But there's people who are now that the courts are going back open, there's people who were, a lot of people, over 1,000 people, over 1,000 households who were behind on their rent before this happened. Like, look, 2,500 people in any given month in Connecticut before the pandemic happened were being evicted from their homes every month. And so the courts are now ramping that back up and taking care of the backlog of people who were behind on their rent before the pandemic hit. Now, the question is, if the whole intention behind having an eviction moratorium was to stop sort of the transient nature of people leaving their homes and what that means to spreading the virus, well, courts just opened back up and people are being evicted again.
Yikes. Connecticut Mirror reporter Jacqueline Rabe Thomas, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks for having me.